This is the Library Joint Powers Storyboard Finance Subcommittee of Monday, September 20, 2010. Kara, can you just mark the roll?
Actually, I'll do it. Mike Rodkin?
You don't need to call it. I'm just.
Oh, no,
Mike's not here. Mike's not here. Is the agenda okay with everyone?
Acclamation?
Yeah.
Was there Wi-Fi in this room?
Yes.
You're not getting it? No. The Wi-Fi would be in headquarters. We don't have Wi-Fi in this building.
Here it is, right here on the wall. Outside the hall.
We do have Wi-Fi. Never mind.
SCPLTRN?
Yeah, training.
Is there a password? Or if you have an extra copy of the packet, then would you forgo?
I'm saying a network called Shut Up Red Room. I'm quite wants to
remember. Oh, Red Room across the street.
I always like to try to guess which of the connections are which of my neighbors at home, because our houses are also close to each other. Okay. You okay with the agenda, Sam? I can see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Minutes. Let me just take a minute to look at them. These are in our board pack. I knew I'd seen it. Okay.
Should we be putting it in the packet before they get approved? Does it matter?
For market draft, I guess. And it goes in the packet.
That would probably be a good idea. Just market draft, and then if there's any corrections, we'll know we have to update that.
Otherwise, it's pretty stale by the time. Okay, so minutes by affirmation.
Yeah,
sure. Good for it.
And I'll second them. And all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Communications. Staff reports.
Okay. You got the financial, and as typical this time of year, there isn't really a whole lot to say. We are 16.7% through the year. Sales taxes and property tax are, of course, lagging. They should be close to 8%. They are a little bit low. They were at 7%, but not enough to get worried yet. Time enough for that. Noted that library fines and fees were a little bit. They were on track, but lost items. People aren't losing enough items or losing them and not paying for them. So overall revenues were at 8.55, which the time of year is just. There was nothing out of the ordinary that I noticed in terms of expenditures. So you know, somebody saw something. Personnel is right on. I mean, it's actually low, 13%, or 16% of the year, so that was close enough. And this report does not include accrued interest. And our cash balance, month-end cash balance, was $249,000. Jack, do you have anything?
Just Pat Bush sent it from the county. Mm-hmm. Sent me an email today that I shared with Teresa, basically asking, indicating that Supervisor Perry was inquiring about the county's ability to loan the library cash, as the working cash when you need it, and asking me for some projected schedule of disbursements and revenues, which we can put together. But of course, with the caveat that it's the county that gives us the revenue side of it, we'll take our best guess, but really, they may want to just confirm those numbers since they're coming from the county. So we'll be doing that, but it sounds like, at least from the staff of the county is being asked to look at the feasibility of the loans, rather, so the county would make it rather than the city.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. They get a lot more money.
Mm-hmm. It might also cause them, I'm just guessing here, but possibly they might speed up that payment that they give us a month later.
No, and I
understand they need a certain amount of time, you know, to get in the bank to clear it out at the end of the month, so I understand why it takes a month, but it might provide some incentive.
Yes.
Who knows?
Well, it would be nice to have an alternative, or especially if we ever enter any significant unexpected revenue problem or expense problem.
Which will happen at some point, hopefully a long time from now.
Right. Thank you.
I'm generally not for this, but I know that something bad will happen.
And if the library should decide they want to borrow money for some large capital item, maybe the county wants to finance.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of capital items, the expenses, this is on page, it says page one. But I know
it's those stamped pages.
Mine's not
500. Oh, oh, five.
Oh, five?
Yeah. But mine, well, it says building and facilities, O&M, outside. Oh, I'm sorry, strike that. It says the note, third one from the bottom, equipment, buildings, and land rentals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, year-to-date expenditures of $74,000. So we seem to, we're at like 40% for the year.
Well, we've got a lot of it encumbered. This is, do we pay stuff up front for, this is the, this building, we must pay this.
Oh, the.
Yeah, and the loan to Watsonville, I think, no, that doesn't matter here, but.
The rent, what we call rent on this building, that's really equivalent to the debt service. And the debt service is paid twice a year. So we may be, it may be a point where, because we're charging the rent at the same point that we have to pay the debt service, so that looks, so it's. It's a lumpy payment. There's two payments over the course of the year. I'll confirm that. But
building rental, I didn't bring my big notebook down with me. I'm sorry, I should have done that.
Is any different, I want you to know.
To see what's included. But building rental, it would be, this is a pretty hefty one.
Thinking the payment to the county of.
That's not out of here, though.
You're right, it's not. Yeah, that's something else.
But this building is the big rent. One time I don't bring my budget book with
me. I know.
So the one we'll hand out at the JPB will be slightly different because it will have the accrued interest. So we might probably get that to us this week or beginning of next.
Okay. That's what Raymond said?
Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to be doing the accrued interest, so that's, I need to talk with him about
that. That's what he said. The reason that this one was more preliminary was because there was no accrued interest.
Okay.
But if these can stand, then we can.
We changed our interest allocation procedure slightly. We bought some new software. We're trying to make it better and cheaper. And I'll check that out.
I can't imagine our interest allocation is a huge amount.
It wouldn't be, but still, we want to make sure it's complete.
Under revenues, page four, did we get a big unexpected donation?
Is that the funds money?
So we budgeted $23,000 and we've already gotten $38,000.
That's the Friends is.
If the Friends is below that, I wonder. See that line, donations library.
This is where. Isn't that where we put the trust monies?
When we get authorization from the board to move money over, you mean?
Yeah.
I think so. So did we have the board approve?
We didn't approve 37, but we might have gotten...
You mean the cat skull?
Yeah.
I think it came to 39.
Did it come to 37?
I think it was like 39.
Okay. So that's all the trust funds that got moved over. Mm-hmm. We do an estimate based on our best guess, and then we may have brought over more Richardson money than we intend, than we originally planned. Fleming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fleming, that was it.
Why would we bring over more than what we expected to do?
That's Fleming's money. The Fleming money is... there's a huge capital. We can use the capital. We're not just dependent on the interest, but it has to be used for visually impaired related expenses. Mm-hmm. So we told the Friends this year we wanted to use a lot of that because if there was ever a rainy day, this is it. So we took over more than we originally planned to bring over, and we're bringing it over as we. As we have the expenses,
mm-hmm.
So there was something that got purchased that they for the blind and the handicapped. We use this for all large print money, or to buy large print materials. Don't go any place to have any money to buy materials. So I guess when we did the budget, we weren't sure what we were going to use it for.
Yeah, and because it washes itself out, whatever we transfer over, we spend.
Yeah.
And we can only spend it on one item. We didn't feel like we had to be absolutely accurate because...
In the end, it washes in and out.
So are you concerned that make sure this budget, there's authority to transfer that much over, or do...
Well, I assume the authority goes, from the joint powers, each time, but... Well, I'm just kidding. Since we're so soon into the fiscal year and we budgeted $23,000, why we would move over almost $38,000? If there were unanticipated expenditures, then maybe that accounts for it. But it seems like the budget is, we pretty much are fixed for the year, and so. If you're fixed for the year and you got this money that you can kind of, as a backup, as a hold on to?
Well, but the donations isn't. The donations changes through the year. As donations come in, that line goes up.
Oh, well.
Because that's also a line where if someone right now were to hand us...
So all this is, the 37 is not just the transfers from the trust funds.
Right.
So there's other donations
that come in. So if someone gives us $150, it would go in there. If someone gives us $100,000... But we'll run some detail.
Because that's what I originally, when I just look at the line item, it's like, these are just like ongoing donations, and we're doing really good. Okay, and that's good news, and that's a good thing to follow. I think
we might have actually gotten the check on that person in South Valley. Actually, he died and left us some money. I think it was like $3,000 or something. It wasn't a lot, but that may have come in. So we'll run,
mm-hmm.
we'll run detail on that one, and I'll report on exactly what went in there. I don't usually worry about high revenue.
Sounds good to know. People are giving more.
I know about some big ones, so I'm thinking it must be the... I know that we took more out of Fleming this year. We're going to take a lot out of Fleming this year. I think it's at 200. It was at 232,000. We spent about 40, I think, last year, and I think we're going to spend about half of it again this year. So we're close to $100,000.
I would almost book that as a separate line, like a transfer or donations from trust funds or something, so that that's separate from actual public contributions, unanticipated contributions. So
you'd like to see them separated, so it'd be more obvious.
If that's what, in fact, that is, I think it is Because to me, they're kind of two classes, types of fund monies, and in trying to develop a more robust and energetic volunteer donation program, this would be one way to kind of track that.
Actually, we...
But I know most of it goes to the friends.
Yeah, we try to discourage it coming directly to us.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would definitely not want to have, if you started seeing large amounts coming directly to the library, you want to see what you can do about that.
Yeah, because most people, unless they died, and so they don't care that they get a tax deduction, most people want the tax deduction. I'm not saying that flippantly, I'm being serious, and this woman named us in her will. She wasn't looking for a tax deduction. But,
right.
But
yeah,
most people are, so but we'll get them. Get detail, and then if we wanted to make, if that is indeed what it is, should I have talked to Ted about creating a separate line?
Yeah, we'd be happy to help set that up.
Okay. 1 month, I think.
The other line says from library private trust fund. Is that just limiting it in there?
I'm going to run up and get my book. No, I'm going to run up and get my book. You can't get an answer right now. You want to go get your book? I usually tear out the whole thing, and then I had another meeting right before this, so with Jack over at City Hall, so I didn't carry it all with me.
I think you need me much more?
No, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to go.
You need to get over the hill.
You've got to get over the hill.
Your thing.
Okay. Nice to see you.
Yeah, and I'll check these questions out just to make sure we said the correct things.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I should come back down to that otherwise.
So we're pretty much done then.
Yeah, there's just one more item.
Identifying issues for finance subcommittee to address.
Thank you. I was thinking that now that we've solved some of our procedural issues with our finance reporting and we're not needing to spend quite as much time or in fact, not at all as much time as we used to, trying to figure things out and sort things through. So I'm wondering whether there's some value with this subcommittee in looking at other sort of financial policy issues or financial planning issues. And the only example I can really think of at this point is the reserve funds. I mean, at some point, the board is going to need to probably have a policy around reserves. We've had a lot of discussions about it already in relationship to the task force. And so I was thinking this might be a good committee to really have discussions around it, sort of flesh out the issues, the alternatives, so that when the board takes up these kinds of issues, they can sort of have read the alternatives or the discussion that we have had in this subcommittee so that it can go a little bit faster, or at least give a foundation for the board for their discussions. Is that something you think would be worthwhile, Sam? Or is that just stretching to find things to do?
Concerning the reserve funds, I'm not sure how much of a role the Finance Subcommittee would really have. I mean, I guess every now and then. To me, I mean, it's just a matter of what format we would recommend be presented to the Joint Powers Board about that. And making sure that it's will be reported regularly about the status of the reserve funds and earnings. it seems at some point when we do have reserve funds, we can revisit, how they're going to be invested and whether or not we're going to, I assume that the city, they have their investment account. The county provides an investment opportunity. At some point, we just should probably make that decision, about how that's going to be done. I don't see a lot for us to grapple with concerning the reserve funds. I think that there may be, at least I feel that there's a lot of financial issues concerning what the sustainability committee is doing. And I would want to kind of, as a finance committee, trying to, to the point where they're producing numbers, attracting numbers, or just, be able to review them and, kind of affirm their approach. So, every year, I do think, this 5-year projection that we have, as time marches on, we're going to get a clearer picture about whether or not our assumptions are they way off base? Are they, are we right on the target? Seems like, maybe that's something the finance committee could revisit that and make recommendations on adjustments. And I would just think maybe on an annual basis, if there's more up-to-date financial information.
And then, always around budget time, there's things that happen. That those will come to us.
Right. And I don't anticipate that there's going to be big revelations when the subcommittee produces its report. But, there could be that impacts that 5-year study. So, I think that, when the sustainability subcommittee is doing its work, I think there may be some financial bookkeeper valuation questions, and I don't know whether or not they'll be dealt with right in that subcommittee. Maybe not. Maybe I thought maybe they could be run through this committee before they get to the board overall.
I think that probably would make sense, because at least then when the board is reviewing it, they can sort of feel confident that the numbers have been reviewed and seen by people outside the subcommittee, outside the task force. Because I do think the task force would do its financial calculations as part of its role, of course, working with Teresa staff and finance, et cetera, to make sure the numbers are correct. But still, I think it would be probably be beneficial at some point to bring some of that here.
And it seems like before when the issues are recognized about, we close the neighborhood branch, what do we save? How much is actually saved? So I think if you have a good handle on that, then it's a set number. But my sense was that, there may not be such an easy answer to that question. website. Right. And then maybe have, there maybe are some like allocation issue questions that need to be answered first before you can arrive at that number. And so it seems like at some point that what and that that analysis may need to be done in some place. Okay. I mean, maybe the sustainability subcommittee can do it so that they can be confident in their number.
I think the approach that the task force is taking is, at least so far, they're not thinking in terms of closing facilities, and but they're really trying to build these are the services we want to provide. If we want to provide these services, how many places can we do it in, with what kind of staffing structure, and with how many hours? And that seems, would you say that's kind of, seems to be the approach we're taking at this point.
So far, but we haven't really gotten to that level of detail yet. Right. So who knows, really, what it's going to end up.
Well, that's just kind of like coming at it from the other direction, mm-hmm. though.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
we're
so
building rather than.
Well, but either way, you got to.
You're going to have to cost it.
You're right. You know,
yeah, but so it may never come down to. It may come down to more, this is what this library would cost, this library system will cost to operate providing these services, rather than we will be saving this amount of money because we are no longer doing this or this or this. So and that this or this or this could include closing the branch.
Right, because things are so interrelated. It's really hard to have a discrete, here's your savings if you close a branch, because there's so many other things, as you were just saying, that are affected. I mean, it's not just
in and of
know,
itself closing a branch.
The utilities and the staff. If you know, there's all that overhead, depending upon how the rest of the system is restructured after you close a branch. You know, it's really hard to cleanly say this is what the system saves by closing, you know, this particular branch.
I really feel, and this is a feeling rather than anything that's been decided yet, that we're going to get to the point where we're going to say this is the services, these are the services we want to provide. To provide these services, this is the kind of staffing we need to do it. And if that staffing is within our dollar range of what we have available, then it will become a question of, okay, so now we've got this amount of staff, how can we, how many facilities can we support to do that? I may be wrong.
Yeah. But I think there'll probably be some different.
Yeah. It seems either way, though, you got to know, well, this facility costs this much, what it's going to have all staffing.
Yes.
But
yes.
Whether you build it up from zero or you tear it down from the whole.
You do know.
And it gets squirrely because it's, we've got this amount of staff, and they can, if we do that in three branches or six branches, then you've got to bring in what are the utility, what are the fixed costs for running those branches.
Well,
but then it gets complicated with courier and maintenance and.
But also the staff has responsibilities, not all the staff, but certainly the managers have responsibilities, and others may, responsibilities outside of that branch. So it is complicated. But
going back to this, what are the issues for the finance document? I mean, it's.
I think you're right, though. There probably is at some point something that it would make sense for the subcommittee to bring here. First of all, just to get sort of a sanity check, if you will, on the assumptions, the approach, to make sure that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And then after the decisions are made, somebody's going to have to be monitoring this stuff and seeing, you know, is it playing out the way we thought it would? And I don't know if you want to do that at the whole Joint Powers Board level or or have the sustainability subcommittee continue on to, well,
maybe a time,
maybe a subcommittee.
Well, that's what I mean. You know what I'm suggesting. What I'm suggesting is that you know maybe that would come back to the finance committee to just kind of then monitor the implementation of this new strategic plan, and then kind of look at it, report on it as things are happening. You know, is what we thought would be realized, is that happening? If not, why? And reporting back to the full Joint Powers Board on it. So
yeah, that makes sense. We are going to have to recognize that it can't happen overnight.
Right.
I mean, the decision gets made. Let's say a decision gets made in February. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, it's not like March. Okay, now we have a whole new.
That's
even too much change for me. You got the unions to deal with. In and of itself, you know, it can't happen that way. Uh-huh. So finessing that in terms of next year's budget will, you know, how we do that will be.
No, right, and there'll be lots, because that is not under the purview of that task force, is how it's going to be implemented. The plan for going from here to there is not at all what we're thinking about on that task force. So that will be a whole big topic in itself, but also the evaluation. But one of the things the task force is doing is setting up evaluation criteria, so that in the future, whoever's going to do it can go back and say, okay, here's what we said, you know, it would look like if it were successful, and, you know, so we can evaluate.
Okay, if you want me to go back here, transfer some other funds are the Finkelday, Whalen, and then two McCaskill funds. The Richardson, which is, it's a different animal, because it's not held by the library, it's held by a bank. That's under donations for library, and that's $12,000. So of that $37,000,
$12,000
is Richardson. We will need to run a detailed report on what the rest of it is. I'm wondering, I can't think of any other 20. No, that was only $10,000 for John Fry Williams. I'm wondering if that was the $10,000 for the consultant that the Friends paid for.
Yeah, because it's on the revenue side, so it probably didn't go in there.
So that's, the $10,000 to pay for the consultant. So there's
another.
So we'll run a detail.
It'd be nice to, report, whether this is a one-time blip that exceeded our budget, or if this is ongoing trend of
We certainly didn't know about the Friends paying for Joan Fry Williams, and you know what? It may also, we'll have to check.
Yeah.
Like maybe some of the stuff dealing with self-check ended up going there as well. So. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're done.
Next meeting is October 25th.
October 25th.
It's the regular.
There's a chance I may miss that meeting. I'll just say that now.